This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelgut. U.S. security officials say they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is screening thousands of National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. to provide security for the event. As the AP's Ed Donahue reports, there is heightened tension leading up to inauguration.
Following the deadly riot at the Capitol, this terrorism investigation is hitting close to home. John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists. And they are not going to hang up their guns in their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Russian court on Monday sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in a Moscow prison over parole violations. Jailing the politician sets the stage for a later trial that could send the Kremlin's most vocal critic to prison for several years. The court ruling came less than a day after Navalny was detained upon arrival of his flight from Germany to a Moscow airport. He returned home for the first time after a poisoning attack in Siberia last August. Navalny insists Russia's security services, with backing from longtime President Vladimir Putin, were behind the assassination attempt. Independent media investigations have detailed extensive state surveillance of Navalny in the days and weeks leading up to the attack. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization chief says the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure for its unequal sharing of COVID-19 vaccinations. Executive Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus addressed a WHO executive board meeting in Geneva Monday. He said it is not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries. Tedros pointed out 39 million doses of vaccine have now been administered in at least 49 higher-income countries. Meanwhile, just 25 doses have been given in one of the lowest-income countries. Tedros said if ultimately a me-first approach in distributing vaccines will only prolong the pandemic. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte won a crucial confidence vote in the Chamber of Deputies on Monday. The vote allows the Prime Minister to hang on to power after a junior partner quit his coalition last week, opening a political crisis amid the raging COVID-19 pandemic. Had he lost the vote, Conte would have been forced to resign. The leader of Uganda's main opposition party, Bobi Wine, said troops raided the party headquarters on Monday. The raid came as staff tried to prepare a legal challenge to President Yoweri Museveni's declared victory in an election last week. Wine is under house arrest himself. He added that his party leaders are now on the run and told Reuters, quote, "Everybody is being pursued." A police spokesman said the National Unity Platform office had been cordoned off for security reasons, but he didn't give any more details. U.S. President-elect Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his new administration. It would provide an eight-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person granted anonymity to discuss the legislation. His plan is considered a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies. The legislation puts President-elect Biden on track to deliver a major campaign promise after 4 years of President Trump's restrictive policies. Guatemalan forces used tear gas and batons Monday to break up a group of Honduran migrants near the border who were hoping to travel to the United States. Roughly 2,000 migrants had camped out at a roadblock for nearly 2 days. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.